This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the CDC is expected to formally recommend booster shots for some immune-compromised Americans. Overnight, the FDA approved Pfizer or Moderna boosters for those with weakened immune systems. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with the latest.
U.S. regulators have approved an extra dose of the COVID-19 vaccination for transplant recipients and others with weakened immune systems. The Food and Drug Administration has approved booster shots for millions of Americans who are especially vulnerable to the coronavirus because of organ transplants, certain cancers, and other health conditions. The boosters are only for this high-risk group, about 3% of U.S. adults.
The Taliban is capturing more ground in Afghanistan this morning, gradually surrounding Kabul, the country's capital. The U.S. has been pulling its military forces out of Afghanistan, but now it's sending in 3,000 troops to help evacuate some personnel from the U.S. embassy in Kabul. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
They will be in addition to those troops that are already in Kabul as we conduct, as you know, in the process of conducting our drawdown. So we still have more than 650 troops in Kabul right now. These 3,000 will join them there.
Tropical Depression Fred could ramp up to a tropical storm again today. A tropical storm warning's been issued for the Florida Keys and Florida Bay as Fred moves along the northern coast of Cuba on a forecast track toward Florida. The record-shattering heat is broiling much of the nation again today. Warnings and advisories are in effect from coast to coast. In Northern California, the Big Dixie Fire is less than a third surrounded. Dangerous fire weather expected today. This is AP News. The white population of the United States is declining, according to the 2020 census.
A U.S. headcount has been carried out every decade since 1790, and this was the first one in which the non-Hispanic white population nationwide got smaller, shrinking from 196 million in 2010 to 191 million in 2020. The data also shows the share of the white population fell from 63.7% to 57.8%. And in California, Hispanics have become the largest racial or ethnic group, growing to 39.4% of the state's population. Still, nationwide, white people remain the most prevalent racial or ethnic group. I'm Ben Thomas.
Jeopardy contestant Matt Amodio has won more than $500,000 on the show now. He's number four on the list of top winners. Amodio is a Yale University PhD candidate in computer science. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.